Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And of course, if you guys want to support me further, please do so by going to my Patreon site. The link is in the description below. And you can give me $1 a month, $3, $5, whatever you guys prefer. In this video, I want to speak to you guys about a question Julia asked on Instagram, I think. I'm not really sure. Instagram or email, somehow. She asked a question. And this is it. Hi there. Thanks so much for your efforts. I relate very much. Relationships with men are very difficult for me. I'm always desperate for a man in my life, but end up wanting solitude again as I end up losing myself somehow. Do you have any specific advice videos? I would really appreciate a reply. Julia, okay? So Julia asked this question about relationships, and it's such a good question, and also such a poignant question because, in general, I believe one of the reasons why I haven't been in as many relationships as I could have been, or I run away from relationships in general, or I don't get into relationships and I just avoid them completely, just focusing on my work and on myself, is because there is this tendency as an INFJ for us to give too much of ourselves to the people that we love. Now, I used to do that with my parents and my family before when I was younger, much younger, in my early 20s. And then I realized, okay, I have to stop doing that because it's too much. And also a lot of other people don't really appreciate that. You know, we give. And then they're like, well, I want some more. And I'm like, what? I already gave so much. So after a while, I was like, all right, I've given enough. Let me just concentrate on myself, on my goals, on my dreams, on the things I want to do with my life, because I might be dead soon, right? And so I started focusing on myself, but then, you know, random relationships would come up, and I noticed that, you know, I'd be perfectly fine. I'd be doing my thing. I'd be balanced, and I'd be taking care of myself, loving myself, doing my thing. As soon as a man would enter my life, and I would enter in a relationship, I would notice that all of the balance that I created, all the love that I created for myself, all of that stuff just kind of dissipates. It just kind of bubbles up and goes away. And I'm just like, where did all that go? I worked so hard to create these routines and all this work and all of this love for myself and all of this self-acceptance. And then all of a sudden, I get into a relationship and boom, it's just gone, right? Boom, it's gone. And I just used to wonder to myself, what is going on here? Now, of course, I started blaming the men. And so that's what usually happened in my relationships, is that I would start getting resentful of the man in the relationship. Because I'd be like, well, it's his fault. It's his fault he's taking away so much from me, and it's his fault that I'm not balanced. It's his fault that I don't like myself anymore. It's his fault I'm not taking care of myself. All of that. And so I start resenting them, and then obviously we break up, right? Because the relationship can't survive in that phase, in that mode for too long when one person is resentful of the other person, right? And so I noticed this pattern over and over and over again in my relationships. And I really was like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore, because it was not the man's fault, obviously. It was my fault. I was giving without being asked for it. And this is a big lesson for me, and the big lesson that I wanted to share with you guys is that a lot of times an INFJ does things for other people and they didn't ask for it. For example, a very quick example, very easy, simple example is that I would cook every single day for the guy I was in the relationship with, right? And so I would be exhausted, you know, some days. I'd come back home after my work and I'd go to yoga and then I'd be like, all right, I'm so tired. But I would be like, I have this responsibility to cook for my guy, right? So I would be exhausted, but I'd still cook for him. I'd cook like elaborate, delicious meals. Not even just like something simple. I'd be like cooking and slaving for like an hour almost to make these meals for him. Now, it's funny because now that I think about it, and in retrospect, I'm like, he does not care about food. Like most of the men that I date for some reason don't care about food. I care about food a lot. So I'm a foodie, obviously. And so I imagine that they care about food a lot too for some reason. Obviously, I'm projecting. And then so I'd be like, all right, he cares about food. If I cook delicious meals for me, for him, he's going to love me even more. He's going to know that I love him, right? No, that's not the case. That's not the case for him. It wasn't the case because he never asked for it. I just assumed it on my own. And so I was worried that if I didn't cook for him one day, he would think I didn't love him anymore. And I didn't want that. But a lot of times he'd be like, well, you're too tired. Maybe you should just order in. Like, we can just go grab a couple of falafels or a couple of shawarmas or a pizza, whatever. I don't mind. I don't care. I don't care what I eat. Let's just relax. And you can just relax. You don't have to cook. But in my head, I was like, all right, he's saying that if I don't cook, then I don't love him anymore. It's a weird thing. You know, we make up all these stories in our head. He never said that. And of course, I started becoming resentful because I'm like, why am I the one only doing all the cooking and the cleaning and all that stuff, even though he never asked for it, right? And I could have asked him to pitch in and be like, can you help me with the cleaning as well? But I didn't, because I was like, it's my responsibility. I have to take care of him. He's not a child. He's an adult. And he took care of himself while I wasn't there. So he can take care of him in general. But I kind of put all these projections upon him. And then if they weren't fulfilled, when he did not give it back to me in full, right, in perfect balance, then I felt like, okay, he didn't love me, and then I broke up with him, right? And so I really want to remind you guys as INFJs that we are making up a lot of stories in our head, and we have to really be careful of doing that, right? What stories are you making up in your head right now? Do you have to do those things for your significant other? If you don't, is he not going to love you anymore? Is that the story that you've made up in your head? And if you keep on doing it, are you going to resent him because he's not doing exactly the same things for you back in return? So what is it, right? That's a big one. That was the first big one that I learned, the big lesson that I would give to Julia and to everyone else. The second is love languages, right? Our love language is quality time. Not every person's love language is quality time. So for me, when I spent quality time with my significant other, I was happy. But for him, he didn't understand that. I didn't explain it either. I didn't understand myself that well either, so I couldn't explain it. But my quality time, my love language is quality time. For him, it wasn't. Yeah. And so there was a disconnect there. And of course, I didn't tell him that quality time was my love language. We don't talk about this stuff as INFJs. We don't communicate about this shit. We just like keep it in our head when you assume. We assume that people are just going to figure it out. No, they're not intuitive. They're not going to figure it out. You have to out loud with your words, tell them what you're feeling and how what you want from them. What are your needs and desires? What do you want from this person? And so if I just said once or twice, you know, quality time is my love language. So I want to spend quality time with you. It's not, I don't care about anything else. I don't want gifts. I don't want any of that. I want quality time, right? But I didn't explain that explicitly. And so we didn't spend any time together. And I thought that he didn't love me or he didn't care about me. And then I started, again, becoming resentful or angry about it, right? So I wish I had just said it out loud in words, you know. And if I had said it out loud and he still didn't give me what I wanted, then of course I could get resentful. But I did not talk about it. I didn't say anything. I expected him to understand intuitively, magically. How? How is he supposed to understand? How is your partner supposed to understand what you want? But if you don't tell him that, right? How is that going to happen, right? And so, like, those two things were major, like, a big portion of why I think most of my relationships failed, or why I started feeling like I was losing myself and feeling resentful of that other person. Communication is a big one for us as INFJs, but we don't talk about the important things. I don't think we have deep conversations about all of these random things, but we don't tell people what we need. I want this. I really want this. If I don't feel loved when I don't get this. It's such a simple word and a simple sentence, right? I don't feel loved if you don't spend time with me. I don't feel loved if you don't buy me things. I don't feel loved if you are on your computer while I'm next to you. I don't feel loved if you're playing video games and I'm hanging out with you. I don't feel loved, la la, right? There's so many ways to say it, so many different things that might come up for you. Different people have different ways of feeling loved, but you have to communicate that to the other person. We don't, as INFJs. We don't tell people what makes us feel loved and what we want from the relationship. We assume that they're going to figure it out. They don't figure it out. And then we feel angry. We end up losing ourselves because we give too much to the relationship when the other person did not ask for it. What we do is that we take away from our own energy, from our own time, and we give to that other person. So we don't take time out for ourselves. We don't take care of ourselves. We just give and give and give. Like me in that example, you know, I should have taken care of myself. And if I was exhausted, gone and rested. And yes, let's order in. Yeah, we have the money for it. Let's order in rather than me slaving away our stove and feeling angry and tired about it. Stupid. But I didn't. I didn't take care of myself, right? And then I'd get up early in the morning and I'd have to do my morning routine. And I'd be tired and then I'd feel even more angry at him. And it wasn't his fault. I was doing it of my own accord. I made up all these random rules in my head and I didn't talk to him about it. He never said to me that if you don't cook for me, I'll hate you. Who's going to say that actually? So that was my fault and started losing myself because I didn't take care of myself, right? I kind of gave all the control up to him, right? Now, I'm not saying this is like a typical INFJ thing or like all INFJs do this. I know a lot of INFJs in very happy, healthy relationships, but they've learned to communicate their needs to the other person. And they've learned not to assume things about the other person. So it's very important that we stop doing both of those things. We have to stop not communicating and we have to stop assuming things, right? So you have to stop assuming that they said all of these things when they didn't. And we have to stop telling, we have to not be that person that says, oh, you'll figure it out. You know, no, they're not going to figure it out. Tell them. Tell them you don't like this. Tell them you like that. Tell them what you want from them. Tell them how you feel loved. Tell them you like it when they do that. Tell them you don't like it when they do that, you know? Talk about it. That's so freaking important, but we don't do that as an INFJ. I hope this makes sense. I hope I was able to explain myself to you. I hope, Julia, this made sense to you. I hope it was helpful. Of course, if you have more questions, do put them down, and I will share my thoughts on them in a future video. And if you guys want to support me on Patreon, if you like these videos, if you like me, if you want to support me further, please do that by going to my Patreon link. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, and I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.